Nance, there are so many things that we do all the time have become so ingrained that we don't stop to think very much about whether they're even a good idea. And I'm starting to wonder about tipping. Now people are starting to call this into question, and it's raising some interesting points, I think, about whether we should continue to tip in restaurants and what should replace that tip in order for the servers and everyone else working in the restaurant to make a living wage.
It's the whole living wage question that's been going on, particularly in Seattle now, with the minimum wage going up. And there's just been a lot of stuff in the news lately about tipping and tipping at restaurants in particular. This article by Angela Garbus in the Stranger is, you know, a really good, interesting look at what's been going on. Ivers, for example, has determined that they were going, as of last month, that at their finer dining Salmon House, they were going to abolish tips completely.
And replace them with?
Raise menu prices by 20%, eliminating the tips altogether. They're going to raise the pay to $15 an hour for everyone who works.
Not just the servers, the dishwashers.
Everyone will get a minimum of $15. And the idea is, you know, to put the menu prices up. And Renee Erickson and her business partners at their, you know, wonderful restaurants that I frequent all the time, Walrus and the Carpenter, Whale Winds, and Barnacle among them, they said no more tipping at the restaurants, and instead you're going to pay an 18.5% service charge that then gets distributed to the employees. This is the thing. What is it going to take to make that job, the job of a server, be a job that people consider something that this is what you do for a living? It's not like what you're doing because you want to be an actor, right?
And I don't think people realize just what it takes to be a good server. It's hard work, and it takes a good deal of skill.
So having been a tipped employee for nearly 20 years, I really loved making tips, but I love so much more knowing precisely how much money I was going to make in a week after I stopped having tips as part of my wage.
Well, I worked for tips in all kinds of ways as well, not just in restaurants. It's fun, you know, to get tips, but I think it's better to have a paycheck you can rely on instead of just the kindness of strangers.
But in a country where tipping is expected, particularly in restaurants, how does that change? I mean, it's such a big deal for someone like Renee and her cohort to make this determination that they're going to pay a certain wage to their people and that they're going to turn the service charge on. So you know when you walk in the door, you don't have a choice of tipping. This service charge is going to be put on your bill.
It really wouldn't matter to me to pay an 18.5% service charge and eliminate tipping. I think there's always going to be some people who say, well, what if the service is no good and I still have to pay that 18%? For some reason, I just don't think that's going to happen any more than it does when there is tipping. But if it happens to me, my remedy for that is never to go back.
Stay home and cook.
I think any time something that is so ingrained in a culture and that people just take for granted is called into question, people are always going to have some pretty strong opinions about it. And I think we ought to get some of them. Let's hear from everybody, restaurant customers, restaurant owners, restaurant workers. What are your thoughts on this? Go to kplu.org, find Food for Thought, and give us your perspective. With KPLU Food Talker Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.